More than 70 new home communities have opened in the Phoenix metro area so far this year, and one analyst says even though buyers are interested, they're not able to get the keys. A big reason why? Lack of cash. Jim Belfiore, president of Phoenix-based Belfiore Real Estate Consulting, blames mortgage finance reform, student debt, and a lack of jobs for recent college grads.
Equity, you know, another role, particularly in the move-up housing market, is lacking. I think the money is lacking. I think we're just in the very early stages of the housing market recovery, and it's not coming to fruition, the recovery that is, as quickly as otherwise would be expected.
Well, so that begs the question. I mean, did developers and builders expect the recovery to be quicker than it has been because they have all these communities opening and all these inhibitions that people can't get these homes?
Absolutely. I think developers and home builders did expect the recovery to come sooner. We, as an independent analytical company, expected the market to recover a lot sooner. And I think there was evidence that it was. Certainly, sales office traffic levels, which we track and have been tracking, are higher than they have been in the past 7 years. So people want to buy, and all signs point to a recovery occurring, population growth, employment growth supporting that notion. I think that it's just occurring a lot slower.
So what happens to these new homes? I mean, are they just sitting empty now?
Well, there is not an oversupply necessarily of homes at this particular time. I think demand is lower than everyone expected. Builders have more inventory homes than they anticipated, but we're talking about under 2,000 homes, and builders would commonly carry 2 to 4 homes in each active new home subdivision. Today they have 4.3 on average. So we don't have a huge oversupply of homes at this particular point.
In basically the first, let's say, half of the year so far, a little bit less than that, 77 new home communities. Where does that fall sort of historically? Is that a lot compared to where we've been? Is that not a lot compared to where we've been?
It's a lot compared to the downturn. Last year, we opened 194 new home subdivisions in the metropolitan Phoenix area. The previous year, there were only 50 or 60 new home subdivisions that opened.
Where do these communities tend to be?
They're all over the place. We're seeing new submarkets come open back up, you know, areas where we haven't seen building for a considerable period of time. For instance, South Buckeye, Maricopa, but also closer in markets where we've had communities open throughout the downturn. We're also seeing a lot of infill markets open up. You know, inside of the Loop 101, for instance, there may have been 5 or 6 communities that were open 2.5 years ago. Today, there are 37 new home communities that are open, and I would expect more in the future.
Jim Belfiore is president of Belfiore Real Estate Consulting.